Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. And today I am joined by my husband.
Sergio Carallo. Hi, everybody.
Thank God you said that because I still can't pronounce your surname.
Oh, my God.
My surname. Anyone's. It's like, I need him. He's just Sergio Stanbury to me.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound bad.
So I think everyone sort of wondered since we got together, like, how this relationship works in any way, shape, or form. And I think the differences in our cultures is what's so interesting and frankly fucking hilarious, because we are totally opposite. Having said that, I'm not really sure that everything you tell me is Spanish. I just think that you rack up every weird quirk that you have and say that all Spanish men do it.
Obviously it's Spanish. That's my language.
I know that's your language, but like you, I mean, those dreadful clothes that were in your closet.
What?
Like he has like...
Wait. We are talking about culture and pronunciation. Nothing related to my clothes, my friend.
Okay, well, we'll start there then. And not just culture and pronunciation, things like also the way you are, the way I am. So the way we've been brought up, which was completely different. And actually, I was always taught that you should marry out someone that was brought up the same way as you. But can you imagine?
I mean, I don't know. I would never imagine marrying someone how you are.
Sergio is a complete mummy's boy. He cannot get through the fucking day without FaceTiming, calling, texting.
Leave
like,
my mom alone,
like,
honey.
Literally, he finishes breakfast and calls her to let her know what he's eaten, which I don't understand.
I mean, you don't talk to your mother in a whole year, maybe twice a year. So I don't know what's better or what's worse.
No, maybe four.
Exactly. 4 times a year, my friend. I talk to her 4 times a day.
A day, minimum.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
But what do you talk about? Like, I mean, I'm absolutely fascinated. You sit there and talk about her skin. Products she's using. I find it so like, but why? I like most people on the planet avoid their parents.
I don't call my mother and just talk about her skin, my friend. That's not happening. That sounds extremely weird, okay? So yes, no.
Sergio Carallo, did you not tell me the other day that you slept in bed with your mom till you were like...
I'm going to kill you. I'm actually... Honey, you're a
13.
Horrible person. You're a fucking horrible human. That was a private conversation.
Did you say... There's nothing private.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
There's nothing private. Did you not tell me that? And actually, you know what? Because my PA has come back to live with us. And so we don't have a guest room right now. Thank God. Or his parents would be in it the whole time.
100%.
And oh yeah, that was it. So then his dad wants to come and stay, which is obviously no problem. Happy to have his dad stay. And he goes, oh, okay, I will share a bed with my mom and my son can share with you.
Why are we talking about this, Dio?
You jump at it.
It was
like,
going to be private.
The thought of me getting into bed with my mom and dad right now, like, is just horrific.
Baby, having a mom or a dad close to you is a beautiful thing. And I think
They're down the phone line. They're on their mobiles. If I need them, I know where they are.
Takes that for
granted. I don't
need
them in my bed.
I mean, maybe. I don't like them in my bed, but is there no option? I can sleep with them. Okay? It's not that I can't wait to just jump on bed with my mom. No, honey, no. Okay? That's horrible and I hate you right now. Thank you. But I think it's a beautiful thing to have a strong and close relationship to your mother.
No, it's like every given moment. It's like every fucking giving moment. Like, so like if I can't go somewhere and I'm not traveling with him right now because I'm like boycotting all planes and travel because I'm like traveled out since my facelift.
So he prefers for me to go alone than taking my mom. How?
So the first phone call he makes, like I would be on the phone to 10 friends going, meet me here. We're going to have the world's best time. He gets on the phone to his mom and says, meet me in Paris. We're going.
It's a beautiful thing, baby.
It's so fucking weird.
Everybody would love to do it.
But like, it's weird.
It's not weird, honey.
It's okay. Anyway,
that's what love is. Love to your family. It's that simple.
I love my family, but just from afar.
From afar? From like 75 million kilometers away, honey.
I mean, the thing is, I was brought up in a way that like, I guess it's boarding school back in the day. We were allowed, I don't know, 3 phone calls, 4 phone calls a term. Was it every 2 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever it was? Mm-hmm. And I think they did it at the beginning because of homesickness. So they didn't want the kids to talk to their parents and then, you know, so that they would separate. I got so used to being separated and not being able to talk to them, obviously, that my life, I get that, you know, I'm not normal. My life just happens. So unless they call me, I just get on with life.
I know that's the difference from your childhood to my childhood. When I was brought up, my parents, even though they had jobs, they were working, going to the office. As soon as they finished the office, they were coming straight away home, pick me up and drive me to a training, an hour and a half downtown. And they used to spend with me day and night. It's not that your parents were not there for you. They were there for you in a different way. But, you know, my parents were kind of like, like friends. They were always there. And we built a strong relationship. And I think that's why we are so close now.
Correct me, everybody, if this is wrong. Let me know whether this is Spanish or just Sergio's lack of cutting his mother's umbilical cord still.
Baby. Okay. Yes. Yes. I love that. No, honey. No. Okay. No. It's in Spanish culture, Indian culture. It's in many other cultures, you know, like so, people are close to the family.
And they all want to live together, by the way.
Yeah.
Like
I have so many friends, Tony, like so many of my friends.
Oh, yes. Let's not go there.
Okay.
Oh, this is another friend of ours. I won't mention names.
What happened?
He actually lives in a house. So they bought a huge mansion and they live in a house with his brother, his brother's wife, the baby, his girlfriend, and the mother. Now, I've debated this till death. And this is in, yeah. What nationality are they?
They are Indian, I think. Mixed between Indian and Pakistani.
Right. This to me would be my idea of my personal hell. Because like, I don't understand, like 3 women in the house, whose kitchen is it? Who gets up and says, I'm going to decorate this kitchen? The kitchen is everything to a woman.
Let's be honest. I think that's a lot even for me. Like I will have 2 different sides of the house for different families, but I will never say like a kitchen, you know, like I cannot do that.
Darling, Sergio is working on ways to make sure that I get pregnant so his mother can move into the house.
The only reason I want the baby is for my mom to just come to live in the
house. 1000%.
100%.
Because it's an excuse to move his mother straight in to take care of the baby. Which
it's not, honey, it's not. I mean, you know me quite well, but I don't think I'm that bad as a person. Like, obviously I will, you know, I just don't want my baby to be brought up by a nurse. It's just so much more beautiful to just have my mom close to us and then she will just help with everything.
So his whole life revolves around basically what his family are doing. Me, on the other hand, I don't think, well, my brothers and sisters and I haven't spoken to my sister for a couple of years probably.
And that, do you think that's beautiful? No.
I should probably pick up the phone.
Stop for a second. Do you think that's amazing?
No, it's not normal.
Are you proud of that?
No, I'm not proud of it. I don't even... But the thing is, it doesn't really register. That's the awful thing.
Okay, so after this podcast, we're going to go. I'm going to call your sister and we're going to put you on a speaker and you're going to tell her how much you love her.
She would hang up and think it wasn't me.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So, no, you know, life just happens to us all, I suppose. And then what else is, so whenever we go to Spain, from the moment we're there, and I think it's like everything sort of revolves around the family, the entire family descends on his house, like it's the prodigal son has returned. And this meal.
Oh my God, you're horrible. I hope my family is not listening to this.
Of course they're listening to this. And then they make all his favorite dishes.
They cook, you know, everything just is like around the family, getting all together, you know, talking about everything. I think, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And I always tell you, I think God brought me to your life to show you that side of life, which I think is a beautiful part of it, you know?
I mean, it is very English, I suppose, to be standoffish and cold. That's what we do. That's what we're known for.
Cold as there's just no tomorrow. All the British people in general, like they're not in touch with their feelings, you know, like... For you, I mean, I always...
All you do is talk about your feelings. Half your day is gone. Like, half of your day is dedicated to your feelings. Like, how do you, like, you have so many emotions in a day.
So many emotions.
It's insane.
I'm about to cry now.
I know. I can see. And the crazy thing is, ladies and gentlemen, his eyes are welling up. Like, yeah. He can cry on a dime. That's why I don't even fall for it anymore.
Maybe you have to.
No.
Yeah.
If I had to go through every emotion with you in the day... My days are gone. I just cannot. It's like...
That's what happens when you marry a Latino man. Like, we are very in touch with our feelings. So.
In our relationship now, I see... I've just taken over because I can see he is so emotional.
Wait, and you've taken over in which way?
Well, just running you, I suppose.
Running me?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because it's easier. Because you're just so emotional that I just take the emotion out of everything and tell you what to do and where to be.
I mean, it's not quite that way, but yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yes, it's that way.
Okay.
I think the Spanish man, from what I'm understanding, it's like you need a lot of, like, I don't know, validation, love, cuddles, hand holding.
It's not the Spanish man, honey. It's maybe I'm Libra, and it kind of goes who I am. Like, it's just,
well,
my personality.
I mean, we've been together now 5 years, so this again, you're leaving me for Christmas.
Oh my God. She
Happy
keeps going,
Christmas.
She keeps going on and on. The horrible human that I'm leaving and I'm
my
horrible.
My husband is leaving me for Christmas.
What do you want to do, honey?
With his mother and sister and father.
And cousins and the whole family together, honey. I would love you to come. So sadly, there is
I
no...
I have children.
I understand. There is no other option because we were going to bring them here. My grandma had surgery, so there was just no other option. So I'm only leaving for 2 days, my friend. 2 days.
Five.
Get five between the trips. Yes. It's okay. You're going to survive, but also it's a good
Oh,
thing.
I will survive.
It's a good thing for you.
I'm arranging loads of things. You, on the other hand.
No, you, my
you
friend.
You will not.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
You think you're going to survive?
This is so tell us some of the family traditions that you will do when you get there.
So as soon as I get there, like everybody's already arranged everything.
By the way, he's got 41 cousins.
Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. So my family, basically from my dad's side, they are 9 brothers. And 1 sister. The sister has 11 kids and inside the 11 triplets. So we are 41 cousins. Yes, only.
So maybe for Christmas we could gift them a gift box of Trojan condoms.
Okay, they are Catholic people, honey. They're going to kill you literally alive. Okay, you cannot say that. Okay? It's all about like growing the family and having tiki tiki and loving each other. Okay? I cannot go to them with condoms. Okay?
For Thank Christmas?
You. No.
No.
Okay.
I'll send them, wrap them up under the tree. Just a suggestion. They don't have to use them.
Okay. It's not about that, honey. It's just
41 cousins.
Yeah, honey. Why not?
Okay, continue.
I would love to have more people with you, but it's just not happening.
No, darling.
No?
No.
Okay.
Continue.
But it's all about family. Like, we just love to get together. We love to just, you know, like, you know, talk about everything and like, you know, share everything that happened during the year. It's just traditions. For me, traditions are everything. And it's just,
they don't have any awkward silence.
I mean, there's no awkward silence because we make the effort to it. When I go to your family, literally, like one is sitting, the other one is sitting, the other is sitting. No one really talks. So obviously it's awkward.
We've got nothing to say.
There's so many things to say.
That's what British people do. You're lucky we're sat in the same room. Normally we're all in different rooms.
Oh my God. I mean, is this
what
crazy?
What do you eat and cook for Christmas? Because I'll tell you what I'm going to cook.
I mean, I know you eat fish and chips. And if I say that
not
in Spanish.
Not
for Christmas. But, you know, there's just so many weird things that you guys do, like fish and chips.
Like, fish and chips is like bangers and mash. It's the best thing ever.
I mean, it tastes good, but
like,
if I go to Spain.
Like polenta and.
Polenta?
What's paella?
Paella, honey, paella. But if I go to a restaurant and I ask for fish and chips, it's like.
Delicious. Delicious.
Pescado con patatas.
Yes.
Like,
the
you
best
don't even
thing
eat
ever.
Pescado con patatas.
Well, you don't eat. We don't. I mean, paella.
Yes, paella is beautiful, honey. It's so good. Tastes amazing. But we don't eat paella.
What
basically,
do you eat for
we
Christmas?
A big soup. Then
soup for Christmas. Who the fuck wants
Baby,
soup? I'm not coming for Christmas ever. Do not invite me.
First soup.
Yeah.
Then we have like so many little things like chorizo, empanadas, like lots of little plates and stuff.
That's like what you eat every day of the week at any time.
Maybe.
That's like, yeah.
Then we have lobster or salmon.
You have lobster for Christmas.
A lobster or salmon.
This is nothing Christmassy about this menu at all.
Nothing in the UK, my friend. In Spain, it is. Yes. Do you think I go there and I just cook me shepherd's pie and then just...
No, that's not what we have.
What
I'm having a giant turkey.
Ah, turkey as well. Turkey as well.
I was about to say.
We can say.
Pigs in blankets.
Yeah.
Roast potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I've got...
It sounds beautiful because of your accent, but we have that as well. We have roast potatoes.
Bread sauce. Gravy. Parsnips.
I'm sure we have all that stuff. I just don't know how to say in English.
Red cabbage. I have gone crazy. Honey roasted ham. Cranberry sauce. But you won't be having
and
any of it.
Are you trying to convince me to stay?
No. You can't
you?
Now. I've already given your room away.
Oh,
I've got people
staying
coming.
In my room?
I've got people coming.
No one is staying in my room.
My tradition is...
Because I will be sleeping with you. So who is sleeping with you?
No one's sleeping with me.
Okay.
I've got my girlfriend coming. I've
who?
Got Louise.
Ah.
I've got Louise coming and I've got my ex-husband coming as usual, as
that
we always do.
That sounds lovely, actually.
Yes.
So your ex-husband is going to be running around the house when I'm not there.
Yes. That's it's his time of year. It's his time to shine. He loves it.
How do you want me to feel about that?
Well, like anyone, probably proud of us all.
Yeah, I'm proud, actually.
Yes.
I can't believe, actually, we made it to here. Like, we are able to not just stay in the same room altogether, but like he can come, stay where we live, and then, you know, it's just,
well,
I think
it's
beautiful.
For me, it's one in, one out.
Okay, that doesn't sound right. That means something that I don't want to think about it.
No, it's like you
one in and out.
No, not like that. Ew, Sergio, God, no.
Okay.
In the house and out. You've left, he's arrived.
Okay, great.
But no, it's lovely. And actually, it is very, very big of you because that is a big tradition that my children love, obviously. And it's nice. So what we do is my ex-husband arrives. Actually, this will be the first year. It may not happen because the kids aren't doing stockings. My kids are 13.
Baby, that's your fault completely. Like, you should not tell them exactly what presents are they getting. Like, you should keep it special. What we do in Spain, we do the invisible friend. You know what is that? The invisible friend? Why are you laughing?
What do you mean, the invisible friend?
Yeah, so basically you do a pot and you put like everybody's names. Then you put your hand in it and then you kind of like take out...
Oh, that's
out.
Secret Santa.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It's not an invisible friend. It's a secret Santa and that's a crap.
It's not a crap, honey, because then you don't have to choose...
No, then you get a whole load of crap.
No.
And nothing good. Where my sons
it's
have
proper
chosen
presents,
one
Jeep, honey.
Jeep. Well, how... You've got girls in your... How can you throw proper presents in not knowing who the person is?
But you know the person is, honey. You just take it and then you... Okay, it's Carolina or it's Antonio. And then you know you have to give something to Antonio. You're going to go to the store and buy something for Antonio. You understand?
Right. No, it doesn't work like that. My sons have very specific lists of what they want, and they both wanted a computer, so I will not be eating out for the next year.
But that's exactly the problem with the culture. So in our culture, we always prioritize surprises and making it special for you. It's like, okay, you're going to get this and this. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. That's exactly you.
Well, when I was little, I used to measure, shake everything before. I knew every single gift under the tree before it
no
even...
No way.
Yes. I spent hours under there. And I'd pull up sides of the paper. I would peek.
You're the worst.
The worst. I can't bear surprises.
Oh my God.
You know I hate surprises.
I know. Actually, it's very funny because you hate surprises, but just it's only the name. On the way to get to the surprise, you are absolutely horrible. You hate me. You want to divorce me. You want to just push me under the table and just punch me.
Every single time he organizes a beautiful surprise
crazy.
For me.
It's the worst feeling in the planet.
I threaten to divorce him.
I hate you. I'm going to divorce you. I don't want to be here anymore. You know, I hate surprises. Then as soon as the surprise starts, she's a bit happier. And then in the middle, she's like, oh my God, I love you so much. You're amazing.
I don't know why he still does them, to be honest.
I have to, honey. You're it like will keep the relationship alive.
He really does love my moods. It's very funny.
No, I don't love your moods, honey. No. Let me be honest. No, your moods are absolutely horrible. It's probably the worst thing in the planet. Like, I've never knew there was a girl who has all these like ups and downs in a minute.
That's all women, darling.
No, baby, but you're on a different level.
Well, you have every emotion. So what else do we do? What else is Spanish?
What else is Spanish? I mean...
customs that you do that I find...
We know it's a lot of family. Like, you know, for example, we dress on Christmas.
Ridiculously. You dress ridiculously.
Okay, baby. So my dad's side of the family is from the south of Spain, which is Sevilla. In Sevilla, there's just a lot of traditions. One of them is how
ballet
people...
ballet shoes?
Yes, I'm going there. Wait. So how people dress, okay? So it's not ballet shoes because we don't actually dance ballet, okay? Yeah. So it's just
Billy
shoes
Elliot
that
is
that
what you look like.
Slippers, okay?
He's talking about those dreadful velvet slipper things and I don't know if any of you watched my ritual burning of them on my Instagram, but I'd never had so many people vote at once. In fact, I think there were 7,000 people who voted and pushed that button.
Funny enough, that brand is from the UK. So I'm sure people wear them in the UK somewhere.
Not with cankles.
What? I don't fucking have cankles.
You have cankles.
Are you using your face, my friend?
Sergio has
cankles. What is cankles?
Where you don't have any ankles. Your calves merge straight into your ankle, into your feet.
Do you think that's a good thing to say?
No, it's not.
So why are you saying it?
Because it's the truth. You shouldn't be wearing ballet shoes because they actually draw focus to your cankles.
Oh my. Okay. Thank you. That's a beautiful thing to say.
Yes. That's amazing. I'll put it down to soccer legs. I don't know.
Yes, honey. I don't have cankles. Okay. My feet are beautiful and my ankles are amazing too.
Anyway, you said that's very Spanish. I have not been to Spain and seen men walking around in ballet slippers and smoking jackets with like, oh, those like, he wants to wear the like, you know, the little, what are they called? The handkerchiefs and the dreadful pattern shirt. I'm sorry. I'm giving Spanish men much more style than you are.
Maybe it depends for, you know, of where you are from or what kind of like group.
Well, say Madrid. I've been to Madrid with you.
Depends on the society groups, like areas. There's just so many different, you know, variety of people and groups in Madrid. You know that. It's like here, you know, there's
bullfighters. Spanish dance?
Yes, bullfighters. Bullfighters.
Okay.
So there's like a huge community of the bullfighters. So they all of them dress
right,
the same.
Right, so that's where you come from.
No, my family is not a bullfighter family, okay? But my very good friend, he was a famous bullfighter.
So why are you dressing like that?
Because he's kind of like my group, honey. That's like...
Ah, so you're a sheep, not a...
Yes, I'm a shit. Yes,
not a
you.
Shit, a sheep.
Yes.
You like to follow.
No, I don't like to follow, honey. Okay, yes. I like to follow you.
Yes. Well, yeah. Me, yes, but...
But it's just traditions.
That's not traditional. You look ridiculous.
Okay. The Spanish culture is beautiful. And anyone who knows who we are, there's a lot of traditions in the history. And we just like to preserve everything.
I like Spanish culture.
Tell me some of your culture.
Some of it reminds me, your family aspect reminds me of being Jewish because we have quite a strong family. You know, the dinners and the Shabbat and all of those kind of things are lovely. And although I haven't, you know, I'm terrible. I have to say boarding school has been dreadful for me because I don't keep up with any traditions. I am, what do they call it? Hyper independent.
Exactly. So I think that's the problem with you. Like you miss a huge part of your life, your childhood because...
Well, God's having a big laugh right now because he sent you.
Yes, honey. And I always tell you, that's the reason why I was brought to your life, to help you to develop different areas of your life that you that weren't touched before because your family were not there. And I think in a way, as much as you don't want to hear that, I'm kind of like your father. Yeah, Sonny.
Okay, this is turning into something it should not be. You are not like my father in Maybe. Any way, shape, or form.
No, because I helped you and I'm always put you first. I care for you. And I, you know, I think I bring a side of you that was not brought before. Mm. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
I think the good thing is, or what we're trying to do is like, I'd like to tone down some of your neediness mm-hmm. and your Spanishness.
Okay.
And then you can beat some of my Englishness out. And the Englishness, my side, I suppose, is, you know, I'm very direct. I'm very, dry sarcasm, which, you know, sometimes lands flat.
I mean, this is just literally the worst. When I'm having a bit of, not a meltdown, but I just have, I'm a bit like, I don't know, a bit low or something on energy and I feel a bit sensitive. Like this one is just the worst. She literally sent me a text. Like, she doesn't mean it, but it hurt me so much. And she's just chilling, like nothing is happening. And I just go down like crazy and feel so bad. But I think you have to learn how to read that better, honey.
Mm. Well, is that British? I suppose it is British because we just say how we feel and we don't think before we speak.
Yeah.
Do you think before you speak?
I mean, I don't really think before I speak, but I think it's just how, you know, everything comes to your childhood and...
You're not really a speaker, though.
I'm a speaker, but I don't like to waste energy on things that it just doesn't need it. You understand? Like, mm-hmm. you like to get involved on everything and have an opinion on everything. For me, if it's not worth my time and my energy, I wouldn't do it. For what?
Mm.
For what?
So if we brought up a baby today, what would the Spanish things that I have to teach it be?
Oh my God, that's a big question. So first of all, I have a whole list, okay? So
a whole list?
Yes, 100%, honey. But like, so language. I'm going to talk to him in Spanish. You're going to talk to him in English.
That's a given since I don't speak Spanish, yes.
Yeah, great, honey. Absolutely. But he's going to speak... He's
mental gonna note to self, must learn Spanish.
Bilingual, for sure. And then... I mean, things. We really have to talk about this because I don't know what religion it will be under. Catholic or Jewish?
Mm. Well, it's the father, isn't it? So it's Catholic.
Catholic. Okay, amazing. That sounds lovely. I mean, you don't really care. It's going to be like my baby, so it's fine, right?
100%.
Perfect. I love that. Then, actually, we were talking about to bring him up on a bit different way, not like putting him to like the normal school.
No, but what Spanish traditions would you like him to see?
To see, I mean, I want
to be, you know, to have. Like, what are the main Spanish traditions that you're obsessed with?
I mean,
like in England, we get christened and we have godparents and we have like, I don't know.
I mean, obviously, baptism, confirmation, and the wedding. Those are like the three main stages in our life.
Mm.
You know, baptism, I think, is, you know, when the baby is born, you just, you know, it's a Catholic tradition and you just throw the water on the head, you know, with the priest. And
you'd never heard of godparents either, have you?
Obviously, I heard of godparents, but not in
that.
English, baby. Yes.
Okay.
Godparents, I think, is padrino in Spanish, which is, you know, like someone who, in case anything happens, it will take care of you, right?
I mean, it's too funny because all the godparents I chose back then probably are not so much in my life right now. So
yeah, so who are your godparents?
My godparents, I don't see at all. And it is funny how you need to pick that properly. I think it's different. You know, we just picked friends, really good friends.
Did you pick friends?
Yeah, I picked friends. Oh, so Actually, Lisa and Anton, I see a lot, and they're godparents to our children.
Okay.
Dino, other friends of Gems and mine. But, you know, some of them have slipped by the wayside and some of them that I'm godmother to have slipped by the wayside. And you have to really think about that. And I think in England, it doesn't really mean as much as it probably does in Spain, which mm-hmm. means you literally get the kids.
No, I mean, you know, for me, I had a bit of a different experience because my godfather, he was one of my dad's brothers and he was, you know, a famous actor, but then, you know, like things happened to him and he was a bit lost in life and I never had that image, you know, of him. You know, I remember him a few times, but like he was not very close to me. So I didn't live that kind of that way. But for example, my sister, she had one and, you know, like, is very, very close to her.
I don't think I'd have them.
No?
No. The more I talk about it now with you, I think, nope.
No, I can be your godfather. It's fine.
Yeah, not my godfather, darling, the babies.
Oh, the babies.
You don't need to be my godfather. If something happens to me.
I just want to be everything to you, honey.
I know, it's crazy. It is so different because you are so family orientated. I mean, I'm trying to think the last time my whole family was together. I suppose it was the wedding.
The wedding, right?
And what, and it turned into an utter shit show.
No, it was quite good, actually.
No, it was very nice. Yeah, but we all had arguments.
Issues, I understand. But that's family, honey. That's what family is about. Fighting and loving each other.
Do you fight?
Obviously, we have some arguments, but like no one really gets involved too deep into the topics or the things happening. So, you know, we just like to keep it simple and like happy. And that's all. That's what we do. See, the problem is you go deep with a knife and there is like...
So do they.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
Yeah, we're hard.
I think that's how you are.
And that's how it happens. It's like, then it moves from one to the next. We just don't speak. And then the trouble is because I live in a different country, I suppose time just flies.
You fly. Can you believe it's 2 years? Anniversary
since the wedding.
Is coming now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen or been, you know, my parents moved house this week and I haven't even seen the new house. I didn't say goodbye to the old one, which not that, you know, I believe in looking forward, not backwards. I think, you know, I'm going to make the effort in January. I have to go.
You have to, honey. Like I've been telling you for the last year, you have to. Family is the most important thing. And I don't think people realize how important it is until for some reason they're gone. And they're gone forever, honey. Mm. And I'm telling you, with my heart. I know I get a bit sentimental on this, but family is everything.
Oh my God, are you beginning to cheer up?
Family is everything. And,
here
you
he goes. No, this is it. Now you're all witnessing it.
Honey, I'm not crying.
You're witnessing it. This is exactly what happens. What is wrong with you? It's like there's a tap somewhere attached to you.
I'm trying to
How
talk,
do you turn
honey.
Turn it off. No.
Listen to me.
You've
just
got little red eyes.
Open your fucking heart for a moment, okay? Family is everything. And they're not going to be there forever, honey. You have to talk to your family.
Okay, well, there's a happy medium between your ridiculous, like, softness and my hardness.
100%. You're, like, extremely hard as a rock. This is you.
Yes, and you're like a little sponge that just anything. It's like you're already crying. We haven't even, like, said anything.
Because I love them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I remember when your father left the house after staying 2 weeks. I was crying. Because
I'm like, bye!
He was
literally
so cute.
Throwing the bags out behind them.
I love him. He was so cute. He was saying, you know, thank you for having us. And stuff. I was like, oh my God, it's a pleasure. And Caroline, like, she was already upstairs. I'm like, oh my God. What the fuck? Like, she was literally right now.
How do you not get exhausted having people in the house?
I mean, I get exhausted, honey, yes. But I'm, honestly speaking, I cannot wait
when
to go back to
when his family come to town, like, the whole world stops. He is, and my parents, by the way.
Are you fucking kidding me? You are never there, honey.
No, you're a tour bus.
Yeah, 100%.
You're literally, he's a sightseeing guide. The stuff that he does every single day, he does it again with each of them as if it's the first time.
Honey, you know why? Because I love to make people happy.
It's nuts. It's nuts. I mean, I'm like, I'll write a list of where they should go and just send them off.
You didn't even write a list. Your mother, honey. Your mother.
They've got Google.
She came to me and she was like, oh my God, I would love to go up to the Burj Khalifa. My daughter never took me. After, I don't know, you've been living in Dubai 9 years, my friend. They've never been in the Burj Khalifa. How can you explain that?
They have the Kareem app.
How can you explain that, honey?
I don't know, darling. Do you just have to get up and go? Why do I have to be responsible?
They went to Dubai Mall once to get you tea. Oh, because that. You kind of order that. Baby, please.
Okay, maybe I need therapy. I don't know. Maybe it is a different way. I think, you know, I'm 47. Am I 47 or 46?
You're 47.
I'm 47 years old. It's an old dog, new tricks. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to change that much, Sergio. But, you know, the Spanish culture is based around the family. The English culture is not. We're all repressed. We're all stuck in our ways. We're all sort of very cold. It is not normal to spend that much time with your kids. They, you know, we believe in a stiff upper lip. It's just different. Get over it.
Okay, I can get over it easily, but I think it's also beautiful.
You can't get over it easily.
I can.
You cannot. You go into a complete decline.
Okay, but I think it's beautiful also to see two completely different cultures merging together from two different backgrounds, from two different childhoods, and how they are, you know, building an amazing life together.
He can't sleep unless he's like 2 millimeters away from me.
I mean, Caroline goes to bed with a space, I think, 1.5 meters between us. I mean, what's the point? What's really the point of life? I just really gone. Like, I just, like, I'm done with
it. So this, oh, there's a big difference too. He is so dramatic. What's the point in life?
Yes, honey. Like, I want to go to bed with the person I love and she's literally like, sweetie the other way. Like, she's literally sweetie the other way, baby.
I went to sleep. I like to sleep on my side. I don't need to sleep like on top of you to know that you're there. You're there.
Honey, I'm not there because I'm not touching you.
Well, all I can say, ladies and gentlemen, is think very hard before you go Spanish or Latino. Is it Latino?
Or British, my friend, British. I think it's probably the toughest culture on the planet. Okay.
I don't know. Well, you know, the good thing about us British is we just get on with things. Doesn't matter what it is. We have a cup of tea and get on. We make everything okay.
Do you?
Yes. I mean, you, if I was like you and something went wrong, we'd be on the floor. No one would move. We'd be absolutely paralyzed by fear.
I'm one of the most resourceful guys, you know. And you know
One of the most what?
Resourceful, honey.
Resourceful, I think that is.
Okay.
And let's talk about non-Spanglish.
Also pronunciation, honey. How many how many words in Spanish, you know?
Nothing.
Come on, you learn a few. We've been 5 years together almost.
Cojones.
Cojones?
Yeah.
Honey, you learn more stuff.
Punta la madre.
Oh my God, okay, I'm done.
That's what you call me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time you drive me crazy, I literally explode and just throw every Spanish bad word that is in the planet.
One day I'm going to tell your mother all the words you've taught me.
Stop bringing my mother in, honey. She's lovely there. You've been saying horrible things about her.
I mean, I don't know. There's no end to this, really, everybody. I just think it's very different. But it's very, very different is good.
I think different is good. I mean... You know, I never was interested on any, you know, Spanish women. Like, I just didn't like, I don't know, it was not attractive to me. And I think that's why Caroline is so attractive to me, because she's completely the other way as how I am.
And I never wanted or dated, really, an English man, because, like, it was always like, meet me at the pub and the boys come first. Sergio doesn't even, like, I don't think you have any boy. I mean, you have a few boyfriends, but, like, there is no way in hell going to the pub with his mates would ever come before me.
Honestly speaking, I think it's interesting because we are very different in many different ways, but as well very similar. I've been very lonely my whole life. Like, my mom and my dad were my best friends, you know, because of soccer and how I am as a person. And I think you kind of like grew up the same way. So, you know, I mean, I got the family side, but, you know, I'm very independent in
and
my
own
way.
I've learned to sort of, because my friends at school were my family and I had so many friends and then got let down by so many people that I've learned to sort of make my friend group a bit smaller and rely more on Sergio, which I'm really enjoying now.
Yeah. And I think that's why we are so close to each other.
Yes.
We really trust each other because it goes so much farther than just a pure love and sexual attraction relationship. It's all about, like, you know, it's just like a friendship, work together.
That's why it takes time, because it takes time in a relationship like this where you are so different to trust the other person. So at the beginning, you're like, prenup, don't add anything together. Let's, you know, just, and you're always preparing for the worst, where I think we've got to a stage now where we're like, okay, you know, we're in it now.
Everything's
like,
good. Like,
we've been together forever and we just, you know.
For me, I feel like I've been with her for like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know.
So don't knock it, people. Different cultures, different ways actually works. I am a firm believer in find a little bit your opposite. What do they say? You don't get what you want.
You get what you need.
Yes.
And if I follow my checklist since forever, I would never be what I am today. Like, I was firm of marrying a Catholic woman. Like, I was just so wanted to stick to it.
Yes, my friend. You got a 43-year-old divorcee with kids, Jewish.
Crazy. I mean, I can't even believe it. But look, I love you more than anything, honey. So,
me too. And I think that's important. Open your hearts to anything, and opposites attract. It is true. And even though I find it all funny, I accept it all. Like, I, you know, I'm making fun of him now, but that's what I do. But, you know, the reason he is in my life and so means so much to me is because of the way he treats his mom and his sister, to be honest, like the way he treats them like queens, which just shows me that it's not all fake. You know, he's not just doing what he does for me just to like put it on for me. It's like genuinely deep down who he is.
I think it comes from my father as well. You know, he did it, you know, my sister, my mother, myself. And I think it's just how we are, you know, like, it's just, I don't think it's all Spanish people are that way. It's just how I was brought up. and how my family were there for me, and I will be here for you.
You're a little unicorn, honey, a unicorn. Anyway, I love you. Thank you for joining me today, everybody, and us, and seeing our differences and seeing that cultural differences, you know.
They're quite interesting, actually.
Help, yes. Really. Uh-huh. And what do? We always have our little love language and signs.
We just look at each other, we click, and then there is this little hand that goes, and we kind of do half heart, and we put it together always from the distance. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like how we, you know, share the love with each other. And, you know, I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, me too. So thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury and
Sergio Carralo.
Today, don't get used to this.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.